Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the scripture and the sense, with the scripture and the sense podcast, episode number 702. Where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8. Where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book and the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So the aim, the purpose of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath to come, from the eternal burning hell to come. My believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the sacrificial Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world, based upon his words, the most loving, most beautiful, most wonderful words ever spoken on earth, Jesus Christ said one night, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear friend, whoever you think you are, you must understand that you are a sinner. The Bible makes it very clear that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've sinned against God. We have failed God. We have come short of his holy standard by breaking his commandments inwardly and outwardly. The truth of the matter, if you are of a certain age, you can't even recall and count all the sins you've committed since you have been born. Because of our sinful nature and the sins that we choose to do, such as lying. Some people lie so much that they believe the lie themselves. Lusting in our heart, coveting in our heart. People and things that don't belong to us, which leads to stealing. Stealing is another sin. Taking things that don't belong to you, instead of working for them and earning the money and buying them yourself. Disrespect of parents, dishonoring, disrespecting parents with bad attitudes, rebelliousness, disobedience, and then the sin of taking God's name in vain, We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I just mentioned to you 5 of the 10 commandments that we break and that make us sinners deserving of hell. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. We all die. Now you know why we die, because of our sinful nature and our sinful choices. We're all on death row right now. Our bodies will one day end up in a grave, but our soul will live on forever, either in hell or in heaven. And if you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ in a saving way, understanding that you're turning away from your sinful, evil life, repenting, and you're following Christ going forward, then you're on your way to a devil's hell that will go on forever. In fact, if you died right now and if you are not saved by Jesus Christ, if you have never believed in Jesus Christ, within a moment's time, you will lift up your eyes in the burning hell. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him — the word whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, or white, anybody at any time — whosoever believeth in Jesus Christ. The word believeth means to trust in Jesus Christ, to have faith in Jesus Christ. It's very, very simple. It's not difficult. It's not hard. Should not perish. That means you will not go to hell to spend eternity in torments, but have everlasting life. That means you'll go to heaven to be with God in Jesus Christ by his grace, not by your works, not by your good works, not by how much money you gave to help the hungry, not by the work you did in the church, not by the fact that you got baptized once or you became a church member. None of those things will save your soul from the burning hell. The only way to get saved from the burning hell is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray and ask him to save your soul, believing in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." In verse 9, chapter 10 of Romans, the Bible says very clearly that if thou shalt confess, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. And saved to what? Saved to heaven to be with the Lord. So, dear friend, if you're ready to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ right where you are, do that. Believe in Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. And pray a simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. We're all sinners, right? And so we need to pray the Sinner's Prayer to seal this deal of salvation, if you will. It's just an outgrowth of your believing in your heart in Jesus Christ. That's all. You're just expressing what's in your heart. If you're not truly believing in Jesus Christ, don't pray this prayer. God is not going to make you. Jesus is not going to make you. This preacher is not going to make you. This is a free gift. And all you have to do is believe. In Jesus Christ. So follow along with me in prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I indeed broke your Ten Commandments and committed some of the sins the preacher talked about earlier. I understand now that I am guilty of breaking your Ten Commandments and that I deserve to go to hell, just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul from hell. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of all of my sins. And help me to turn to you and turn to you to live in the newness of life. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus Christ, in the new life. For it is in your holy name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ today, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sin, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my free book, it's a free download, titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. If you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. At this time, we will resume the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, number 1, fully in progress. Today, dear friends, we are reading from the Word of God, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. Dear friends, I just read in your hearing Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2, Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary. Habakkuk had heard God's purposes to discipline Judah and destroy Babylon. The report filled him with awe. God's plans were beyond human understanding, and God's preeminence beyond comprehension. The reaction to what he heard was to fear God. The prophet then expressed two petitions. He prayed for a fresh manifestation of God's power and a full measure of God's pardon. Both might and mercy were requested. These were the only petitions in his entire prayer. The first request for renewal or revival of God's intervention was twice linked to time. In our day and in our time, literally, in the midst of the years, on both occasions, it seems that the prophet desired a prompt fulfillment. God had, of course, already promised it. The prophet's second request evolved from the first. In these acts of judgment, Habakkuk pleaded for mercy. After he expressed the two petitions, he wrote what is more appropriately considered a hymn of praise than a prayer. In it, Habakkuk recalled the awesome deeds the Lord had performed in bringing his people from Egypt through the wilderness and into the promised land. Recounting these deeds gave the prophet confidence that God could also deliver his people from Babylon. Let's pray. Holy Father God, thank you for your holy word. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that gives us a mind to read your holy word and to understand it and to apply it to our lives. Help us, Lord, to apply it to our lives. Help us to obey it. And help us to share it with others in a discipleship type way. And help us to proclaim your holy gospel from it. And we thank you, Lord, for what your word does on the inside. We don't exactly know what bread does on the inside of us when we eat it, and all of the millions of things that happen. We do know that it nourishes our bodies, and we don't know all of the millions of things your holy word does, whether we feel something or not, but it does something. It nourishes our souls and our spirits like nothing else. So help us to keep on reading it, no matter how much the devil fights against it, and no matter how much the flesh does not want to do it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for a saint. Amen.